Welcome to the Star 97.7 City Scene.
Yeah, every Wednesday, 6:45 and 8:45, we connect with City Hall. Ellsworth City Manager Charlie Pierce is here along with Parks and Rec Director Roddy Erlenbach. Good morning, guys. What is on the City Scene map for this morning?
Good morning. Great to be here with a little snow on the ground. The last time I was here, it was pitch black, and then they set the clocks back, and now there's snow on the ground, so always a different season here at Star 97.7. You know, I oftentimes say, you know, every week I come into the office, got a game plan, got our project management teams, the big initiatives we're trying to do across City Hall, and sometimes I try to plan my week, but most of the time my week plans me, Paul.
Exactly. How many times do you think, I've got this, and then the world says, no, this is what you got.
Yeah, and this week was, last month it was a lot of the kind of karst equity on 16 Fifth Street stuff. I'm sure folks have seen the signs. We had tons of meetings on that piece, but you know, that was really the kind of the unexpected of the last couple months. This one is the closeness of the election. So
yeah,
you know, it's always an interesting job when your bosses get kind of rotated in and out every single year. This time, the three of them, there was no incumbents running for re-election. So kind of seeing who our new benevolent overlords are going to be, and it's still kind of TBD. So extraordinarily close.
There's
only four votes separating the second, third, and fourth place candidates. So it's crazy. The top three get in. Fortunately, we have the best team in the business. Our clerks and deputy clerks, Sue McClain, Tina Van Adesine, and Caitlin Miller are just the most top-notch, thorough team you could possibly imagine. So they've put together a great kind of a how-to document, or not how-to, or what's going to happen document.
Yeah, so this is on Friday, right?
On Friday. Friday at 9 a.m. it'll be the start of the recount. 8 a.m. it'll be open to the public so that you can see the setup. We're being very transparent about the whole process, and all the documents are online about how the procedures will go, how to determine voter intent, all the state laws governing this. We're doing a run-through today, actually, with some of the candidates.
Oh, wow.
They'll also have their counters there. So it's a very defined process. We want to make sure it's very transparent. If you're a nerd for this type of thing like me, I think I'd probably be here even if I wasn't city manager. You know, you can come in. There'll be some limited seating in the area to view the recount, and there'll also be live streamed on our YouTube page. So please come on by or watch it on YouTube. And if it doesn't wrap up by Friday and the counters are getting fatigued, we're going to hold it until Saturday too.
Okay.
Very
All right.
Good.
Well, that's a lot to unpack. And now we're going to talk holidays in just a few minutes.
With Roddy Erlenbach,
right,
the Ellsworth Director of Parks and Recreation, next as City Scene continues on Star 97.7.
Welcome to the Star 97.7 City Scene.
Hey, welcome back to City Scene. Ellsworth City Manager Charlie Pierce is here, and also Roddy Erlenbach, Director of Parks and Recreation. And we're talking Christmas, and it's really not that far away. And
it's crazy.
There's a lot of planning involved on your part, isn't there, Roddy?
Yeah. We've been looking at the holiday event for, I don't know, already a month and a half to 2 months already at this point.
Oh, I bet.
I think we're 4 weeks out from the event on December 6th. And this year we're combining the parade with the tree lighting event. So those will both be on December 6th. Parade kicks off at 4, and then typically that takes an hour. So we're looking at everything winding up with the parade at 5, and then we'll try to do the tree lighting once folks make it back from the parade to the City Hall Plaza. So no earlier than 5:30, no later than 6 is what we're looking for.
Businesses and organizations still signing up to take part?
Yeah, it's still a month out, like I said, so we just started getting intent to, you know, to participate, and that's what we're asking for today, basically, is anybody who wants to come by and set up an activity for kids, anything from letters to Santa to making Christmas decorations to arts and crafts or anything, or there's some local organizations that are going to do like bake sales and fundraising for whatever they have going on.
So it's like a Christmas marketplace.
Yeah, more or less. Yeah. And we're trying to, we don't want it to be, you know, people coming to sell their wares and make a big profit. But, you know, nonprofits and community organizations that are looking to raise money, that's kind of the people we're reaching out to. And we do have a couple of food trucks that will be there. The events, you know, we're going to have people in downtown from 4 o'clock to 8 o'clock, and people got to eat. So we got a couple of food trucks coming. And all, you know, all, obviously Main Street businesses will be opened up, and we encourage everybody to get out there on Main Street and see what's going on in the downtown area as well. But we've got live music with the Crown Vicks kicking off at like 6:37,
wow.
I think.
Great band.
And we're still trying to lock down Choral Chamber to come in and do some Christmas caroling during the event. And then the Grand's production of The Grinch will be there. So all the cast and crew from that will come and participate. And it's going to be a great time. I really encourage everybody to come out and check it out.
Wow.
That would be great, December 6th. A lot of people looking forward to that date already. All right. Thank you, guys.
Yes.
Good edition of City Scene.
Thank you all.
Star 97.7.